My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening live at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. And Elena, most of the political world shocked by the debate on Wednesday night because it's their job to be shocked. But what did you make of it?
I sort of saw two guys up there giving speeches and Jim Lehrer just like sitting there trying to stop them. But I think the big loser was Big Bird. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I was kind of surprised that the president seemed off his game for sure, and Mitt Romney was definitely on his game. So we'll see how the next couple of ones turn out. But some of the polls seem to think early on that it's making a difference in the swing states. So we'll see.
He showed a personality, that's for sure.
You know, somebody might have advised him on that earlier in the campaign. And
so we actually had recorded a debate. The Capitol Steps had recorded what we thought the debate was going to look like about 2 weeks ago. And we did it with Brian Williams, and it turned out to be a little bit different than the actual debate.
You don't say.
But it's not the first time the Capitol Steps have not done factually accurate.
so the fact checkers are not actually at your debates? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Brian Williams. Now, as you know, the negative ads have been, well, extreme this year. So in hopes of bringing some civility to this election season, we're pleased to welcome you to tonight's first presidential debate. So let's get right to it. Please welcome President Barack Obama and Republican candidate Mitt Romney. Mr. President, I'm sorry we had to trick you into coming by telling you this was a Hollywood fundraiser.
Brian, it's okay. I actually have raised $9 million tonight anyway. Before the show in the green room, I went through Mitt Romney's pockets.
Now, Mr. Romney, as you know, some polls have shown both you and Mr. Obama trailing a third candidate, none of the above. In polls, some people say they don't like your personality.
That's highly insulting. I don't have a personality.
Okay, well, we've allotted each candidate 90 seconds to answer the same question. To determine the order, we're going to toss a coin. Mr. Romney, heads or tails?
What's a coin? Is that anything like a bilateral unfunded credit default derivative?
Okay, Mr. President, you'll go first.
Wait. Before you ask me that question, will someone turn on my teleprompter? Okay.
Okay, Mr. President. First question. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, Brian, first let me say that this chicken could not have crossed the road on his own. This road was built with stimulus money. And I would say that if the chicken laid an egg while crossing this government-funded road, I would say to that chicken, you didn't build that egg. You had some help. So, I'm very glad to be able to share my position on this chicken. Now, Mr. Romney's attacks on my chicken statements have made me very angry. I'm sorry for that outburst. And one more thing. Perhaps this chicken crossed the road because he was afraid to release his tax returns. Perhaps this chicken crossed the road to get to the Cayman Islands.
Are we still talking about a chicken?
Mr. Romney, same question. Same question. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I've had one position on this chicken all along. Did the chicken cross the road? Yes. Did it get to the other side? No. Do we know why it crossed the road? Yes. Do we know why it never got to the other side? No. So I don't think I can be any clearer than that.
Okay, Mr. Obama, 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Let me say that if Mr. Romney got his way, this chicken wouldn't be able to cross the road at all, because he'd be outsourced to India, and the only road he'd be crossing would be the road to become chicken tandoori.
Now that's highly insulting, because I love chickens. As a matter of fact, I love all birds. I mean, I have friends who own the Baltimore Orioles, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay, Mr. Romney, next question. How many Democrats do you believe it would take to change a light bulb?
You need at least 5. You need one to insist on it being an energy-efficient CFL, one to approve a $535 million grant to a startup company to develop a new light bulb, one to flush that $535 million grant down the drain, one to file a lawsuit claiming that all light bulbs are toxic, and Al Gore to claim that incandescent light bulbs are destroying the habitat of the Galapagos sea turtle.
Mr. Obama.
Let me be clear. Let me be perfectly clear. You would need 3 Mitt Romneys. One to change the bulb. One to take a poll on that bulb. And one to change the bulb back after the poll results came back. But I don't think Republicans would change the bulb at all, because it's obvious that they prefer to live in the dark.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And the winner of tonight's debate, anyone with a remote control. Good night.
Oh, Elena, I expect both of those questions to be in the town hall style format.
And Al Gore will blame it all on the altitude. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. That's maybe why he lost Colorado in 2000. It's the altitude.
He just decided never to go there because he might get altitude sickness?
Well, he's pretty tall, too, so that adds to it. Yeah.
That's true. Apparently, he thinks, Denver's in the Himalayas or something because, they play football games there for...
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, right. We've done shows there, and our performers are not in great shape. So,
all right. So, Elena is saying pants on fire to that fact about the debate.
I think so. Well, we're looking forward to the vice presidential debate next week. That should be just even more exciting.
I bet you can't even imagine what you're going to get from Joe Biden.
We cannot. We have high hopes for Joe Biden giving us some material at that one, though.
Elena, great stuff as always. Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.